Woo-hoo, oh my gosh, was that first scene hot or what? I cannot wait to dive into that. We saw a lot of titties too. Oh man.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Let me tell you guys, that freaking opening scene, it is hot and steamy. Blood on her fingers, titties. We need to dive right into this.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. I love this. Back at AfterBuzz TV, we got the L Word Generation Q. Now,
yes.
Most of you guys have seen all of the regular L Word. So excited to be back for this reboot. And I'm Nikki Preston. You guys can follow me at Nikki Preston TV all over social media. I got some amazing guys on this panel with me. Cody, oh. I mean, you're like the fresh face here. Like, you haven't seen the original L Word, so this is going to be great, like, seeing this all through your eyes.
Oh, yeah. So far, I'm real excited.
And then Haley, oh, my gosh. I am so excited because you've seen every episode, like, 3 times.
I'm a diehard fan, what can I say?
You are, yeah. You are.
Hallie absolutely loves the L Word.
I thought I was a huge fan, but I think you might be an even bigger fan than the L Word, so we'll see. We had so much fun watching this. First of all, we're going to dive right into the opening scene because I love talking sex, if we're being real. But then we're also going to talk old cast and new cast because there's been a lot of developments. Mm-hmm. We got some news going on for you guys. We're going to talk about Bette running for mayor. Angie, her daughter, all grown up.
She's all grown up.
And
so I was like, oh my gosh, she's not a little baby anymore, a toddler. Oh, that tugged at my heartstrings.
She's innocent, but she's trying to also be a rebel and kind of test the waters a little bit, I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, yelling at Bette, swearing at her. She was being like really obnoxious with Bette. I don't know. I'm surprised Bette. I thought Bette was going to like slap her or something. The old Bette might have.
You know what? Yeah, she actually did contain herself pretty well. I love the dynamic that they've grown with each other. Bette has always been very hands-on with Angie since she was in the womb. So to finally see them interacting with each other, that Angie can speak and she has a mind of her own, she can be a little bit of a terror, though.
Yeah.
But at least they're able to come together so beautifully, even despite the teenage angst and, you know, Bette being Bette.
Yeah. And then I was a little bit worried because Tina, the other main character, her mom is not even in the show.
Right.
How do you do the L Word reboot without Tina? And it's funny, too, because I was looking on Twitter. A lot of people are really unhappy about that. She does talk to her on the phone, like, oh, hey, Tina, kind of, you know, talks about Angie. Mm-hmm. But besides that, we're not going to get to see Tina at all this season.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed by that. But at the same time, I fully and utterly accept it, only because this is supposed to be about the new generation. So I think it's best that we just move forward with new characters, and it's nice to have a sprinkle of the old characters. What do you think, Cody?
I completely agree. I didn't actually think about that until you said it. It is supposed to be about the new generation, and I do think, me, who hasn't seen the original series, I like having talked with you guys before. I loved learning about the original characters and then seeing how their new lives and their careers are tying in with our new characters.
Yeah, because we would get so excited, like, when Shane walked in for the first time, Haley and I were like, oh, God,
the champ is back!
And Shane really has not changed at all, except for one thing. She does have a ring on her finger.
Mm-hmm. That freaked me out. I was like, is it Carmen? Please be Carmen. But I already knew it wasn't Carmen. It was just, you know, my lesbian heart was like, Carmen.
I feel hurt. I feel a little bit like misled because they've been talking about doing this reboot for years now, and they've been doing interviews. Jenny, Carmen, they were all there, and then when I checked to finally see what original cast is left, we have Bette, we don't have Tina, we have Shane and Alice, just 3 characters. So I was a little hurt by that. I think they really should have brought more of the characters back. Like, do you guys are happy that they didn't, or you like the new cast?
Well, I mean, I've already spoken my piece on that. I think it's great that we're moving forward. And on top of that, I actually want to see how the show develops following new characters, because it's what makes it so relevant. You know what I mean? We want to go forwards, not backwards. So that's where I'm not disappointed. I'm actually excited to see what is going to happen.
Yeah. And then I'm also excited, too, because Shane, first of all, we didn't get to meet her wife, but I'm sure we'll get to meet her soon. We kind of heard about her. But already with the new character, Finley, she was trying to flirt with Shane. Shane was being good, though. Shane was trying to be good, you know, married woman.
You think Finley was trying to flirt with Shane?
I do. You don't think she was?
I wasn't feeling that. No, I felt more so like, I felt like Finley kind of wanted to be her Gaby. Like, please teach me your ways. Teach me the ways of Shane.
Okay, I could definitely see that, because I feel like she's like the new Shane, or trying to be the new Shane. Like, she was telling that story how she slept with a girl last night and made it back just in time for work, like a typical Shane.
Yeah, that sounds like a mentorship.
Yeah. So that could be, but I'm not completely giving up on that. I do think, like, who doesn't want to sleep with Shane? Like, Shane isn't my type. Carmen was much more my type. You know, long hair, sexy, a little more femme. But there's something about Shane. She just has that confidence and that vibe. And it makes almost anyone want to jump her bones, I think. Mm-hmm. Even you, Cody.
Even me, I see it. She got off that plane, I was like, shoot.
Let's talk about your crush. Who did you like in the episode tonight?
Oh my gosh, I was all about Jose.
Yeah, you were.
He was very, very, very nice to look at. I wish he was my new neighbor.
Now, he's the property manager.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He is the property manager as well. Makes things a little murky.
He could take his top off, get all hot and sweaty. And
yeah, and there's a pool out there, too. Yeah. And not complaining.
And I am in the middle of this right now, and I feel so uncomfortable. Like, how do I respond? I'm not going to say anything. You guys, just go ahead. Live out your fantasies. I'll be right here hanging out in the chat with everyone.
And then Mika, who kind of has a thing. Have you ever been in that situation where you like someone, you ask them out, and it kind of doesn't go the way you want it to?
Oh, absolutely.
He asked out Jose, and Jose was like, yeah, let's all go out, the whole group. And then Mika's like, what about just us, one-on-one? And it was so awkward. It was so embarrassing to watch.
I thought it was amazing, actually. I had an entirely different experience. I was like, okay, Mika, you go for it. He was really saying, no, we're not doing a group thing. We're going to do just a solo thing, you and me. But I'll ask just to be nice. I think he was amazing, super ballsy.
He was ballsy. Yeah. I will definitely give him that.
I agree with both of you. I do think it was awkward, because it was like, oh no, like, he kind of got denied pretty gently but swiftly. But then he came back, like, Micah came back real strong, like, no, they ain't coming.
Micah's and, my time.
They did a really good job with getting that date squared away.
And then we have Alice, another original character. She had her radio show. Now she has her own production company, her own TV show. I'm liking that, though. I'm really enjoying seeing how they're all progressing. Like, there is growth with all the characters. She's a mom now. Not her own kids, but
co-parenting.
Exactly. Yeah. The kids jumping in the bed and they have to, like, cover up.
That was so classic. I actually loved seeing that. It's not very often that you get to see moments like that on television where it's two mothers that are parenting, co-parenting, what have not, and the kids come in the room and they just interact with them like just normal families. It's typically we see straight couples on TV, and it's just become the norm. So seeing that, I won't lie, it was a bit shocking to me, only because I'm not used to it, but I was also applauding because I'm like, we get to get used to that. We get to see different types of families. So that moment was super sentimental to me. I loved it personally.
My moment that I will say brought me tears is the new character, Danny, and her girlfriend, Sophia. When Danny proposed to her, I had tears in my eyes. I was, like, feeling so emotional, so happy for them. But also, like, you know, wow, like, I can't wait one day until this happens in my life. And, like, what an amazing moment that is. And we have to talk about the first scene between the two of them. It was it was so real. They were really trying to catch our attention here. Oh, you just your face, Hallie.
Yeah, Hallie feels a little bit hot by that right now. I don't... I don't think I can speak. You go ahead, Cody.
Okay. Yeah, well. Make Cody talk nipples.
Right?
Talk nipples.
It was definitely steamy. Definitely not my cup of tea, but I did it. But I appreciated it for sure. What was crazy was just seeing the journey of, because we were all kind of saying, like, oh, she's like, oh, I love you, baby. And then she was just like, mm-hmm. And then to go from that where she wasn't saying, I love you too, to towards the end of the episode where we get a proposal was like, oh.
Yeah.
So exactly. I'm more wondering where the, where that little storm in her head is, like, where she's going from the I'm not saying I love you too, but I do want to spend the rest of my life with you. You're my person, is what she said.
Well, actually, that was revealed to us when we got to see Danny interacting with her father.
Oh, very true.
Yeah,
very
true. Because they have such an uncomfortable type of relationship. Dad is in denial that she's gay and she isn't closeted, but at the same time she kind of withholds quite a bit to make face with Dad. I mean, and also the fact that she works for his company, that's her livelihood too. So not only is she making money, but she's also making face with her father. So it makes sense why she withholds a little bit when it comes to her feelings towards Sophie, right?
Yeah, Sophie. Yeah. But I mean, in the bedroom, she definitely wasn't withholding. I loved how real they were. I mean, I've kind of had an experience like that, to be honest. Like, not to get, like, too into details. Like, you know, when it's your time of month, and they didn't leave anything out showing all of that, and I really applaud them. They're always trying to push the bar and make it as real as possible and not glamorize it the way a lot of sex scenes and TV shows are glamorized. So,
oh, yeah.
So it was really cool to see that.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah. And you know what I do appreciate about the L Word? They're staying true to that authenticity.
They are.
Yeah, and still keeping the sex scenes.
I know. Except I wanted more. I felt like when you start off like that, and then just to have one, right, there weren't, at least I don't remember, right, there weren't any other sex scenes in the whole thing.
We're just getting started, Nikki. Right. Calm down, girl.
I want it to be like a soft porno, basically.
They gotta leave us wanting more, for sure.
Exactly. I know there's gonna be a great scene with Shane. I can feel it. I don't care if she's married or not. Like, it's definitely coming, for sure.
Oh, it's going down.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
That's obvious.
Do you guys have a favorite character so far? I know it's only the first episode.
I am super into, I was writing names down because I'm bad names, Finley.
Yeah.
I just think she's hysterical. I love when she's on screen, and I just love when she talks. She's so much fun. I want to go grab drinks with her.
And the cool thing is, too, actually, one of my friends was out in WeHo the other night and ran into her, and she's really cool in person, took pictures with her. Like,
no way.
So that's what I always love about the L Word, is that it's really a lot like real life. Yes, it is a story. Some of it is exaggerated, but, like, I know myself, like, being a lesbian out, like, you have your little group of friends, and, you know, there is the Abbey and all those spots, and there's so much truth to it, at least in L.A. Like, I've lived in other cities, and it's not like the L Word at all, but here it really is. It's really a lot like that, and it's amazing to have something like that.
Yep, definitely a tight-knit community. I mean, once you've dated one lesbian, you've pretty much dated them all in L.A. It's a little bit scary. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
I know. Especially from those women. Oh, my gosh, on that TV show. So, we got to talk news here now. News and a gossip segment.
Oh, well, before we do, how about I wanted to thank everyone so much. So, thank you so much, and viewers who have been here with us, supporting us. We wouldn't be here without you. You guys make us the ESPN of TV talk. So, help us out. Go ahead, like us if you are watching us on YouTube, and be sure to comment as well. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us that 5-star rating. Numbers 4, 3, 2, 1 don't work.
No, they don't. And Cody, so you have a special segment for us?
Yes, I have some news about the show. TV news. First of all, I just so I have an article from The Atlantic, and they just really talk about how relevant this new series is, and it really is relevant. Everything from talking about her mayoral speech, where she's talking about the homelessness in Los Angeles, which really is a problem that we are facing. Our current political climate and how the LGBTQ community has been targeted by our administration. And there's just so much in from things that are that big to even little things like Bette coming into her daughter's bedroom and not knowing where the marijuana was or what she was, what is it you're vaping? Where is it? And she's like, it's not mine. And it's just, it's a pen, which is like, which is also such a relevant thing now with vape pens. It's like, you don't even recognize what they are until someone's using them. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it is really interesting to see the, it's, or not interesting, it's so nice to see how relevant everything is and to get to see these things being portrayed on screen, such as, especially more trans things. I have one article from Forbes. They were saying, they were giving a little more detail about what's new with the show, like what's changed from the previous series. And one thing that I really liked was that they, I don't think we really got a glimpse of it in the episode, but they mentioned that Micah, he's trans. And I just think that I'm so excited to see more of that, because I know as a gay guy, like I'm not trans, but I still, it's something that I still need to learn so much about. And I know we all do. And I just want to know more.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that, because they didn't talk anything at all about that in the first episode, but we got more fun stuff to come with that.
Yeah, because from what we saw, I didn't realize it, and they don't really mention anything of it, but I think that is something that is so prevalent in the trans community, is that a lot of times people don't know, and then they don't ask, and that's how feelings are hurt and how people feel misrepresented or offended. And so I really am interested in seeing the way the show tackles this, because it's it is a hot topic.
And in the original series too, we did have a trans that Jenny was dating. And you remember? Yeah. And so I feel like they could have done more with it. So I'm really excited to see where they take it now with this newer generation.
Mm-hmm.
It should be cool.
Excited to watch.
And Haley, you have some news for us? News, gossip.
Well, actually, Cody just took care of the news for us, but I would like to start.
He took care of the news, the gossip, the special segments.
Well, actually, I would love to take over our special segments right now, if that's okay.
Yes.
Here we go. So, I have this new game I want to play with us called Hey Girl, Hey.
Hey Girl, Hey.
Oh, okay. We got the music going on, too. Oh, so, I have picked my favorite character from the show, and I'm going to describe her to you.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have to guess or something? Or what are we doing?
You don't have to guess, but you get to pick whether or not you want to date her.
Oh, okay. Guess. Oh, I have a feeling. I think I know who you might go for.
Okay. All right. let me get to the game.
Yeah,
calm
I will.
Down,
I will. I get excited. I'm getting very excited.
So, this character is very, very strong-minded. She definitely has her stuff together, and she just happens to be running for mayor. She's tall, she's gorgeous, also known as Bette. So, Nikki, what do you want?
No, I don't want to date her, actually.
You don't want to be a Bette?
I don't.
What?
No, I was never team Bette ever. I love what a powerful, strong woman she is. She always stands for something wonderful and doesn't step down, even after that, you know, getting called out for sleeping with a married woman who was also an employee. She still was like, no, I'm still gonna run for mayor, but no, I don't want to.
Wow. I'm
being honest.
So shocked right now. My heart just broke in half. Anyways, Cody, would you date Bette?
Would I date Bette?
If you were a lesbian.
I would go on like a few dates with her, but I don't know if, I think it would be like a wine and dine thing. She'd have to show me like, a good night and be like, and really make me feel like the beautiful girl that I am.
I just think y'all can't handle a strong woman.
Oh!
So Bette, you could just come over right here. I got you, baby. Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, man, I love that. So every week we're going to have that. And
every week we're going to have a new girl to talk about, and you decide whether or not you want to date her.
I can't wait until you get to the girl that I want to date, because I'm going to be all over that shit.
Right on. Love it.
And then, oh my God, I'm like, did we talk about everything that we need to talk about? Because a lot did happen in this episode. Like, Angie, for example, I feel a little bad for her. So Angie is Bette's daughter.
Oh, right.
Tina's not in the picture anymore. She's grown up, the daughter. Like, I don't know exactly how old she is. I think maybe they'll reveal
13.
That. 13 years old. Yeah. And I think she has this crush on this girl.
Oh, 16, sorry. Mm-hmm. She's 16 years old, because I remember Bette getting mad at her about the marijuana.
So. Oh, yeah, and she's like, it's legal. And Bette's like,
but you're 16.
No, it's not.
So she skips school, and she ends up smoking, or vaping, I should say. And Bette comes in and is having a really difficult time with this, obviously. Like, her little daughter, I don't, and the, and basically Angie likes that girl. That's why she smoked. That's why she skipped school. And I feel like, we don't know yet, but I don't think that girl is gay or likes her in the same way. But I think Angie is like, oh, I'm going to do whatever this girl wants. That's my opinion. They didn't really say either way, but I think something is going to go on there. And I'm worried Angie's
going to, I think it's actually going to be a misconnection. Like, I see that they get along and they're homies and whatnot, but I don't think the other girl's actually interested in Angie at all. Like, I could tell kind of by the chemistry. It was more so Angie was more like, love me. Love me.
Yeah, that's what and I think the other girl is gonna...
She's like, you're my homie. I do love you, like that. So I think it's gonna develop really, really juicy. They might even have a moment where they kiss, and then the girl's like, ah, what are you doing? And Angie's gonna be like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening to me.
Damn, like mother, like daughter.
Right. Oh, wouldn't it be crazy if she became like a woman crusher? Like, she's just constantly getting lady after lady, like Bet.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Let me sip to that. No.
And then I really liked, probably my favorite character was Danny in the whole thing. So that's really? Why, I think she's beautiful. And I like her values, too. Because even though... her father, she's, you know, running the company with him, and they're not necessarily doing the best thing. One of the employees died because of, or one of the employees' sons died of an overdose, and she couldn't sleep at night, like Bet said, and she wanted to get out there and to actually make a difference and to get on Bet's side and help her run for mayor and not listen to her father. And I think that's pretty brave to go against her father. She might, you know... lose her job, lose money, and she's getting married now on top of that, so...
Yep. I actually thought her character was really, really interesting and extremely relevant. It's so frustrating being a part of the LGBTQ community, and constantly the only thing that defines you and sets you apart from other people is whom you're attracted to. Straight people never have to be like, Mom, Dad, I've got something to tell you. And it's just constantly the coming out of the closet, and it's no matter how much effort you put in towards yourself, it's always that one little thing that's so focused on. And I loved that they brought that to the attention of the show, because I don't remember that really being talked about too much in the original show, and this reboot goes right to it. Because this is a real issue, not having that acceptance and embracing type of experience from family members. I mean, thankfully it's not hostile. Thankfully she's older and she can take care of herself, so she's not at risk of being kicked out. But it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's such a real thing. So I'm glad that the show went straight into that. What do you guys think? I'm sitting in the comments right now. Feel free to talk on that.
And if you see any comments, too, let us know on any of the topics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, I think that's about all the time we have. I feel like it went by so fast.
Real fast.
But we will dive back into this all next week. I'm Nikki Preston. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you guys, do you have handles? Let everyone know where they can find you.
Absolutely. My name is Hallie Johnson, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the entities at Pure Hallie, PureHallie.
And I'm Cody Epperson. You can find me on Twitter at Cody_Epp, or Instagram, which is where I'm more prevalent, is Cody Yep, CodyYEPP.
Awesome. Yay. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.